Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5:30. Coming up on this evening's bulletin, President Catherine Conley has signed the International Protection Bill into law. 11 road contracts in Donegal have now fallen through as rising costs continue to hit the country's road programme. An investigation has been launched after a man allegedly exposed himself and committed a sexual act in Omagh, and shortcomings are being highlighted in the defective concrete block redress scheme, as figures show just 314 homes in Donegal have been fully remediated. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher has the latest in sport at 6:15. President Catherine Conley will not refer the International Protection Bill to the Supreme Court. She instead has decided to sign it into law following a meeting of the Council of State, which lasted more than 3 hours on Monday. Cameron Clark reports.
A spokesperson for the President says despite the signing of the bill into law, concerns which led Catherine Conley to convene the Council of State remain. The statement adds the President must be aware of an article within the Constitution which outlines that no court can question the validity of legislation deemed constitutional after a referral by the President to the Supreme Court. It says in this context, the capacity of a litigant to take a case on the basis of facts rather than abstract grounds must be taken into account. The statement says the decision to sign the legislation does not close off any actions sought by someone to challenge the provisions of the bill in the future.
11 road contracts in Donegal have now fallen through as rising costs continue to hit the county's road programme. Donegal County Council says some bitmack works have been delayed after successful tenderers withdrew from projects. The situation's been described as fluid, with further disruption possible as costs continue to climb. The council says it will now re-tender the affected schemes in line with government guidelines, but admits the overall programme may need to be scaled back. Meanwhile, the Oireachtas Energy Committee is being asked to call the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities urgently. Social Democrats TD Jennifer Whitmore is accusing the energy regulator of being asleep at the wheel after not investing electricity companies' failures to pass on cuts of wholesale prices to households. In December, wholesale prices were 72% cheaper than they were in August of 2022 when they peaked during the conflict in Ukraine. Deputy Whitmore says energy bills are going to continue to rise with the ongoing wars.
Not only are we trying to get over the prices that arose out of the Ukraine war, but we are now being faced with another, or we're in the middle of another crisis, and that will too result in higher electricity prices. It's predicted that our bills could go up between 4 and 9%.
An investigation has been launched after a man allegedly exposed himself and committed a sexual act in Omagh. The Police Service of Northern Ireland say a woman reported the incident at around 6 o'clock on Saturday evening in the Lovers Retreat area. It's understood the incident happened in front of her while she was walking at the park, and a search of the area was carried out, but the suspect was not located. Police are appealing for witnesses, particularly a passerby who assisted the woman, who's understood to have been walking a border collie named Milo. A gorse fire near Letterkenny sparked concern for nearby residents yesterday evening. Units of the Donegal Fire Service were called to the Knockybrin Hill area of Mountain Top after the blaze broke out. The cause is not yet known and no injuries have been reported. Local resident Sharon was speaking to Donal Kavanagh on today's Greg Hughes Show, said it was frightening to see the fire so close to her home.
Myself and the six other houses along with us, we live up a lane called Heather View, which is connected to the Red Road, which is onto Knockybrin, where the fire started. It was very frightening, Donal, to see such close proximity of a wildfire near our home that we were worried about maybe having to evacuate our homes here, all our neighbours, you know.
Now, thankfully, it didn't come to that.
Thank God it didn't, Donal. Great service by the fire brigade. There was two fire brigades landed, and their backup truck and a team of fire brigade men went up, the firefighters went up the hill there last night just after 8 o'clock and started to put the fire out. But for a while now, it was very, very frightening. And, you know, there's electricity poles very close to the proximity of where the fire was. And so you have that fear that a pole's going to go on fire as well.
Shortcomings are being highlighted in the defective concrete block redress scheme, as new figures show just 314 homes in Donegal have been fully remediated. Government data confirms almost $300 million has been spent to date, with more than 3,300 applications received from Donegal households by the end of last month. Councillor Joy Beard says the scheme's not working. She points to upfront costs as a key barrier for homeowners. Councillor Beer claims some of the funding is effectively returning to state through taxation.
314 homes rebuilt in 5.5 years does not mean that this scheme is working. Homeowners are subject to shortfalls, upfront costs, which are hindering a lot of people from moving forward with this scheme. You know, these families are just trying to put a roof over their heads. And to be honest, that $300 million with thousands of homes needing rebuilt, that doesn't even touch the surface, you know, and it's a shame that that money has to be spent firstly, because that's due to government failure, that money's being spent by not regulating manufacturers as they should have. And we also have to remember, Donna Marie, that a lot of this is going back into the government, the state coffers as such. You know, we're all paying back that we paid in our properties the first time. We're paying the 5% concrete levy. On top of that, you've corporation tax from the contractors carrying out the work. You know, the PAE and PRSI from the workers that are rebuilding the homes. So a lot of that $300 million are going back, you know, and that's the reality. A significant portion of that is going straight back to the state, you know, while homeowners are left trying to bridge the gap with loans, maxing out credit cards and borrowing from family members just to get a safe roof over their head for something that they did not cause.
Meanwhile, disability adaptations in homes affected by defective concrete were raised in the Dáil last night. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says proposed legislation does not include provision for side-by-side construction under the scheme. He highlighted the option is particularly important for families living in homes that are adapted for people with disabilities. Deputy Gallagher says flexibility in the regulation is urgently needed.
It's crucial that the scheme is inclusive and reflects the full spectrum of disability, not just necessarily physical disability. This includes not only physical and intellectual disabilities, but also neurodivergent conditions such as ADHD, which can significantly impact a person's ability to cope with disruption, displacement and changes to their environment. For that reason, there must be sufficient flexibility within the regulations that will underpin it. A narrow or overly rigid approach risks excluding families who genuinely need this option, and that cannot be allowed to happen. And I would warn those and the Minister who's with us here tonight to ensure to speak with those officials while it's due out in a matter of days. Let there be flexibility. It must be practical, it must be compassionate and grounded in the lived realities of those it's intended to support. This is now a matter of urgency. This should have been done months ago. A number of families are currently unable to move forward due to the ongoing delays. They remain in limbo, facing continued stress, uncertainty, disruption to their daily lives, and of course, without mentioning the psychological effects of all of this for the families. I wish to acknowledge the ongoing commitment of my local authority, Donegal County Council, and the crucial role that they play in the defective concrete blocks remediation scheme.
Carolyn Murray has been elected as the new chair of the Donegal branch of the Irish Hotels Federation. The director and general manager of the Shandon Hotel and Spa takes over from Aisling Arnold of Arnold's Hotel in Dunfanaghy, with the appointment confirmed at the branch's annual gala dinner in Letterkenny. The Donegal branch of the Irish Hotels Federation says Ms Murray will lead the sector at a key time for tourism and hospitality. Ms Murray says Donegal's not following tourism trends but setting them, and has pledged to focus on unity, sustainability and industry growth.
I mean, our industry is definitely under a lot of pressure, but we are holding steady. As you mentioned there, the cost of doing business is through the roof, and obviously the conflict in Iran as well is pushing the energy costs up. So it's more important than ever to have a strong voice at National Council, and that's the intention of the Donegal branch.
What would be maybe your two main goals now going forward into your term now as chair?
The two main goals is to maintain the engagement that we've had with the Donegal hoteliers, and obviously sustainability is as well, and just working together as the one voice and keeping our voice strong in Donegal at National Council to alleviate these pressures that we're going to have and that we are facing at the moment as an industry.
44 rapes and 69 sexual assaults have been recorded in Donegal over the past 12 months. Figures presented by Superintendent Siobhan Mullahan showed the data covers the period from March 25 until the end of last month. While both figures are down on the previous year, the chair of the Donegal Local Community Safety Partnership, Councillor Jerry McMonagle, say they remain too high. He says a wider community response is needed.
Yes, they're far too high. There's far too many sexual assaults happening. And I think it's something that we as a community safety partnership should be looking at, study the statistics and work with the Gardaí to maybe develop an awareness campaign around sexual assaults, and particularly how people can be safe, whether they're going home at night or in their own home or out socialising, how we can make it safer for them, and we can take down these sexual assaults further again, because it's not acceptable in this day and age.
Obviously, we have the Rape Crisis Centre, Donegal Women's Centre. There's various bodies interested and invested in this right across the county, and it's a matter of the partnership and all those bodies working together on this.
Yeah, of course it is, and it's about, you know, raising that awareness, educating people about, you know, how they go about their business, how they socialise with, staying along with your friends, don't become isolated, and these are all things that we can help and promote through the community partnership. I know we've recently had correspondents from the Rape Crisis Centre here in the county who've asked to come in to and do a presentation here at the Community Safety Partnership, and we'll be engaging with them in the near future for that to happen and to give them an opportunity to showcase the work that they're doing around prevention, but also around safety for and awareness for people who have been victims of sexual assault.
Councillor McMonagle, as well as other members, also raised concerns at the level of mental health interventions and detentions. Speaking to Donal Kavanagh on today's Greg Hughes Show, Superintendent Mullahan said the number is a steady issue.
For the year for Donegal as a county, you were talking about 50 mental health interventions, including detentions. So it is high, and it is a steady issue for us, definitely, dealing with mental health issues on the ground and having to resort to using our powers under the Mental Health Act to detain people and ask a clinician really to review them for acceptance into an approved centre. So yeah, that is a steady issue for us on the ground.
The time is now 43 minutes past five. We'll have Mark Gallagher with all the latest in sport after this short break. It's 6:15 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games. Donegal have named one change in their team to face Tyrone in this evening's Ulster Under 20 Football Championship semi-final in Convoy. Turlough Carr returns to the fold and replaces Donica Boyle in the starting 15, while senior players Max Campbell, Finbar Rorty and Kevin Muldoon have also been included. Donegal's top scorer Shane Callaghan has been named in the full forward line. Former county selector Brendan Kilcoyne is expecting Donegal to edge a tight battle at St Mary's.
These games are always hugely contested at minor and under 20 level over the last number of years. In actual fact, Tyrone won the last two finals after extra time on both occasions. So, you know, you expect this to go to the wire. Both teams, two very strong teams, and there's going to be very little in at the end. You just kind of feel that Donegal might just get the upper hand on this occasion.
That Donegal and Tyrone game in Convoy has a 7:30 start and will be live here on Highland. Also this evening, there's a semi-final clash in Connacht between Roscommon and Galway, with that game set to get underway from 6:30. In boxing, there was disappointment for Two Castles' Jude Gallagher as he was forced to pull out of the World Boxing Cup just hours before his last 16 bout with USA's Salim Ellis Bey. The Newton Stewart man, who overcame Kazakhstan's 2024 World Youth Medalist Zanzeri Kosherbayev on Monday, was forced to withdraw following a medical assessment. In soccer, Manchester City can move level on points with Arsenal at the top of the Premier League this evening. Fresh from beating the Gunners on Sunday, they travel to Turf Moor to take on relegation-threatened Burnley. Manager Pep Guardiola warns they cannot afford any slip-ups in the final run-in.
Both teams know we cannot lose or drop points. So now it's will be difficult to recover. In our calendar, it's so demanding. So, of course, the 3 days and after, but especially when in Everton game, the opponents are really, really tough.
Well, Burnley's relegation will be confirmed if they lose this evening. That game is underway from 8 o'clock, as is Leeds' trip to Bournemouth. Locally, there's one game in Division 2 of the Inishowen Football League this evening, as Aileach Youths face Redcastle Reserves. Chelsea head coach Liam Rosenior has responded to furious fans calling for his removal at Brighton last night. The 3-0 defeat means his side have now lost 5 Premier League games in a row without scoring. There was angry chanting from the away end, and Rosenior says he gets why they're upset.
I understand their frustration, and it's my job as the head coach and the manager of the football club. The buck stops with me. I have thick skin, and I understand why the fans are frustrated. I'm frustrated with the performances we're putting in.
In snooker, Ronnie O'Sullivan made quick work of his second session at the World Championships this afternoon. The 7-time champion beat Hugo Chang 10 frames to 2. He won 3 frames in a row upon the restart to bring an end to his first round at the Crucible. Meanwhile, Mark Selby, who has won the title on 4 occasions, leads 2024 finalist Jack Jones at the end of their opening session 7 frames to 2. That game will resume in the evening session, which gets back underway at 7 o'clock. In rugby, Leinster have issued more new contracts for their senior squad. Gus McCarthy, Max Deegan and Cormac Foley have all penned new deals with the Blues. Irish international McCarthy has made 27 appearances at the province since his debut 2 years ago, while Deegan has crossed the line 43 times in blue across his 10 years at Leinster. Meanwhile, Keelan Dorris has been nominated for this year's Investec Player of the Year. He's up against Bordeaux's Louis Bielbiaré and Matthew Jalibert, as well as Finn Russell and Alfie Barbary from Bath. The Leinster captain is the first player from the province to be nominated for the award since Josh van der Fleer in 2022. Finally, in golf, golf fans will have to pay more than ever before to watch a European Ryder Cup, with ticket prices for next year's tournament in County Limerick announced. Spectators face cost of €500 for daily tickets, compared to €260 in Rome in 2023. Ryder Cup officer Richard Atkinson said a lot has happened in the world since then. And Shane Lowry will team up with Brooks Koepka for this year's Zurich Classic in New Orleans. The Offaly native had previously played the event with Rory McIlroy, with the duo winning the title in 2024. However, the back-to-back Masters winner has opted not to take part in this year's event. Lowry and Koepka will tee off from around about 6:30 tomorrow evening. That is all your sport for today. We'll be back with more during the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. Back to you, Donna Marie.
Thanks, Mark. Two separate incidents at sea in Donegal yesterday saw emergency services called into action. Kellybeg's Coast Guard responded to a broken down vessel in Inver Bay at around 3:15, towing it safely back to harbour for repairs. Later, just after 7:30, Lough Swilly Oranelei was tasked by Malin Head Coast Guard after a person got into difficulty near Fawn Marina. The call marked the first launch of the station's new Atlantic 85 lifeboat, with Barry Johnson serving as the helmsman.
The boat was leaving Fawn Marina. They got into difficulty with their engine, the engine failure, and they started then drifting towards the sandbar and some rocks. Did all the right things. They dropped an anchor to hold the position, and they contacted the Coast Guard, who then alerted us to what was going on. We responded, arrived on scene a few minutes later, and then we assisted the casualty vessel back into safety in Fawn Marina.
Donegal has received investment under the 2026 Capital Grant Scheme for Play and Recreation. Over €21,000 has been allocated for the refurbishment of Convoy Playground. Councillor Patrick McGowan welcomed the news, saying it's a great addition for Convoy as one of the East's fastest growing areas.
Convoy must be one of the fastest growing towns now in Donegal, and a lot more houses planned, so we'll need a lot more facilities like this, and I understand the committee there is very much involved in this and has been looking for this.
The Donegal Community Safety Partnership is to write to Garda Commissioner Justin Kelly asking that a sniffer dog be based in the county. Councillor Michael McLafferty told this week's meeting of the partnership that there was one dog in training nationally last year, but it was not successful and the dog was never deployed. Another dog is now in training. Councillor McLafferty said at the previous Joint Policing Committee 3 years ago, he asked for a dog to be based here, and it's time the issue was revisited.
So it's 3 years coming now in June since we brought her up first. I've subsequently learned since that there has been a dog in training. The dog didn't make the mark, he didn't make the grade. And as a result then, the dog people are back to scratch that again, training a dog. If there's only one dog being trained at a time, we're going to be forever waiting on a dog or dogs. And that's not good enough. I think at this stage, to be fair, we should either have a dog in Donegal or at least have a serious conversation that you're going to get a dog in Donegal, or better still, get a dog unit, which was originally what was asked for.
County Tyrone entrepreneur Laura Murphy has been named as the Forbes 30 Under 30 Europe list. She founded Oatco Superfuel last year, which has since been stocked in the shelves of over 800 stores. On her time in Dragon's Den, she had three dragons fighting to invest in her business. Laura says appearing on the show helped her bring her idea to a much bigger audience.
I've always watched the show and really enjoyed it. Like, I've always been a massive fan, but I didn't necessarily think that I was going to take that leap and go on at the moment, to be honest. It came where we received a phone call into the office and basically asked would I be interested in going on. And again, I just thought it was too big of an opportunity to let go by, and why not give it a go?
Looking now to the weather forecast for this evening. Increased cloud, but remaining cool and breezy with highs of 11 to 13 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at today's main stories. President Catherine Conley will not refer the International Protection Bill to the Supreme Court. Instead, she's decided to sign it into law following a meeting of the Council of State, which lasted more than 3 hours on Monday. 11 road contracts in Donegal have now fallen through as rising costs continue to hit the county's road programme. Donegal County Council says some bitmac works have been delayed after successful tenderers withdrew from projects. The situation's been described as fluid, with further disruption possible as costs continue to climb. An investigation has been launched after a man allegedly exposed himself and committed a sexual act in Omagh. The Police Service of Northern Ireland say a woman reported the incident at around 6 p.m. on Saturday in the Lovers Retreat area. It's understood the incident happened in front of her while she was walking in the park. And finally, a gorse fire near Letterkenny sparked concern for nearby residents yesterday evening. Units of the Donegal Fire Service were called to the Knocky Bryn Hill area of Mountaintop after the blaze broke out. The cause is not yet known and no injuries have been reported. That's all for now from the newsroom. We'll be back with more news at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices this Wednesday, April 22nd. The death has taken place of Rosaline Black, née Diver, Coast Guard Station House, Rathmullen, reposing at her home today until 10 o'clock. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 1 o'clock in St. Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, interment afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on MCN Media. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to St. Vincent de Paul Centre, Rathmullen, or Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Seamus Campbell, Kilcar. Wake today with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass tomorrow in St. Cartha's Church, Kilcar at 12 noon, followed by burial in the local cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Funeral mass can be viewed on mcn.live. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.